Oh yeah, baby, I'm here. I'm in midnight now. I'm here. I'm not just listening to the song, so you know, come on now. So, you're here with the DJ MG from the live now. In stores, Ambassador Theater, down half hour. I'm going to get a person here to meet. So, I was going to show y'all how to be badass tonight. That's right. Here's what we got in store for you tonight. DJ MG is going to be throwing a little bit of the old 900 pounds. Super fine band from Minneapolis coming at you. What type of band? Called On The Run. Got me a tape here called Roads of Destiny. You can be checking that out too. Got a little something called Modern Man, going crazy. Crazy old cat downtown Fargo. Come at you. You talk about badass. That's one badass. Oh, got some Gene West, the Nobody Children. Oh yeah. And of course I'm gonna be with you all night. That's right. Also got something here from DJ CIL, another cool cat down here at the studio. Hanging around once in a while. I've got some Chaos Stone, all going out to Parkville, North Dakota. And some Chaser, mixing the formulas. All coming at you tonight. That's right. Hey, don't be looking at me like that. You know I'm going to be late from time to time. Yeah, don't make me drop the bomb. Hey, I can do that, you know. Alright, why don't we get it kicked off here? I think leading off a show called Way of the Badass, we lead off with this song that's called
One Way to Tell If a Woman Really Loves You.
Oh, yeah. Gotta fit this in here. Hold on.
If she'll have your dog.
That's right. Let's get this thing kicked off here. Something from Modern Man called My Dink.
Look out.
Look out.
Look out.
Here comes this lovely piece of techno shit.
The techno shit.
Welcome aboard.
You've been a professional artist for quite some time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
We'll be right back.
Hey. How about that? That's called Nodding. That's from Auto Man. He, somebody who could be called a badass. Now, tonight, I'll be talking about the ways of the badass. You know, you can really tell somebody who's bad, because somebody who's real bad must be tough, not easily influenced, highly impressionable, anxious about the opinion that others hold of him. Let me paraphrase. This person must not be morally malleable. So, what we're going to be talking about tonight is how you can make your own self a badass, because I know if you're listening, you must be one of these cool cats sending in one of these tapes. And what you want to do is figure out how you can rock, how you can become a badass. Now, I didn't write the book on it, but I'm reading the book right now. It's from Chapter 3 by Jack Katz, The Attractions of Doing Evil, published in 1988 by Basic Books Incorporated. Now look, y'all, I'm going to be checking this out myself here. And from what I read, I will attempt to paraphrase and translate to you so that you too can someday become a badass. Now, speaking of badass, I'd like to play something to you right now from a pretty far out outfit out here in actually in our own home state, North Dakota. These boys are called Chaos Stone, and here's a little track off something that we picked up from them. It's called Half Retarded Snow Shoveler. Half Retarded Snow Shoveler. Let me just play it at you, and you decide. About that. That was Chaos Stone. Guess these gentlemen played a show in town the other night, and they've got their own compact disc. Let me tell you a little bit about it. And while I'm digging up the information, look, if y'all want to get in touch with me or the show, you can contact me right now. I'm checking my email as we speak at DJMG, that's all lowercase, fellas and ladies, DJMG at coachandsix.com. All right. Chaos Stone. These fellas are from Palermo, North Dakota. We just took a listen to their song. It's called Half Retarded Snow Shoveler. And they can be reached at 7032 47th Street Northwest in Palermo, North Dakota, 58769. You see, if you're sitting in front of your computer, let's get some things out of the way right now. Okay, first of all, let's go to your desktop. Click on the desktop right now. Hey, if you want to learn how to be a badass, you're going to have to follow first. You go to your desktop. All right. Now I'm going to do the exact same thing. You're going to right click, hit new, and then open a text document. All right. Now I want you to title this text document important info. And then I want you to open it up and let's put our first info in there. If you dug Chaos Stone, you can write them at care of Robbie Severance at 7032 47th Street Northwest, Palermo, North Dakota, 58769. Now myself, I kind of dug that. I thought that was all right. In fact, I might be tempted to play it again. Meanwhile, I've got to get on with my ways of the badass. I'm going to start reading, and then I'll paraphrase for you. In the meantime, let's work on our sensitive side. Now here's a demo sent in by Gene West. This song is called My Ship Is Coming In, and I want you all to enjoy it. So here goes.
My ship is coming in. I'm fighting waves again. I see the mainland. I feel it is the time for me. We'll be right back.
stepping into an abyss? Are we not wandering aimlessly in an infinite void? Do we not feel the cold touch of emptiness? Has it not grown colder? Is night not falling ceaselessly and ever darker?
Hey, fuckhead. Excuse me, useless humans. Can I please have your attention? Look. I'm not here to satisfy any of my own desires. Look, hey, you fucking pinhead, fuck yeah, hey, turn around, yeah, you, I'm talking to you, fuckhead. Okay. Hey, you asshole. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you, you fucking asshole. Look up here. Okay, there. Okay, you're fucking useless, okay? All of you. All of you is fucking useless. You can't even eat each other. Nobody likes you. Nobody loves you. You're useless. You're not going anywhere when you die. I'm afraid you're your own worst enemy. And that's the way it is, okay? Hey, shut up and listen to what the fuck I'm saying. You're useless, and I... Okay, that's it. That's it. Okay, hey, Charlie, get out here. Get the boys out here right now. We're gonna have some fun here. Okay, hey, fuckhead, turn around, man. Hey. I want your attention, and I'm gonna get it, and even if I have to use maximum firepower as a means, okay? Get over, okay, that's it. Charlie, get the other guys out here, okay. There it is, okay, just a second, hold on. Okay, on your, okay. Okay, you over there, you point in the middle, and you point over there, okay? Okay, no prisoners. Okay, they don't want to listen to me, so this is what they're gonna get. Are you ready, boys? Ready? Aim. Fire!
Okay. Oh, that is beautiful.
My, my. Brings back memories of prom fantasies, doesn't it? Well, that was once again Modern Man. And if what you're hearing from Modern Man interests you, well, you can contact Modern Man at uselesshumans@yahoo.com. Just like it sounds, all lowercase. uselesshumans@yahoo.com. uselesshumans@yahoo.com. Now, where can you find this CD? Well, just go down to Best Buy. No, come on. No, no. You gotta try harder than that. That was a track called Crowd Pleaser. And this is all demo material right now. And this is actually copyrighted material from Modern Man and his sidekick, Kick Grove, who is just a phenomenal producer of both audio and video. Now, I have been reading The Ways of the Badass, and I've got some tips for y'all out there, so listen close. First, a tough appearance may be accomplished through a couple different ways, but there are two signs of toughness. The first sign is the actual appearance, the physical toughness. I'm talking about scars, just some kind of a tear in your clothing, mud on your shirt, shit on your shoes. Basically, it has to look like you've gone through some kind of disagreeable situation. Okay, now, how can you establish this kind of toughness without actually dragging yourself off the back end of a Harley? Well, what it suggests here is that you try some dark sunglasses, otherwise known as shades. Yeah, yo, you gotta have some nice shades. I've got some shades, and, well, okay, enough said there. Now, what I would like to tell you is that I will be continuing to read through this Ways of the Badass and trying to pass on helpful information to you, because I know you want to become a badass. First step, though, obviously, is get some dark shades and try to tear up your clothes and wear, make yourself look tough. That's the first half of it. The second half is coming up next. Now, I would like to expose you to something from someone. Maybe I'll just wait and play it for you first, and then I'll explain. Here goes. This is coming to you live from the historic offices of the Ambassador Theater in downtown Fargo. And don't make me explain that again. Here we all go.
ضمان عيبه هو يدل بقى تعرف بقى حتى يسير يبقى لنا عاد تسخالة موسيقى نحجيكا يحسنا المغليسان وإن انكي عطريقا عالم كوي اللي فكي صلى الله عليه ومرياري
Man, how about it? That'll fuck with your head, huh? Well, let me tell you who you're dealing with when you're listening to that recording. That is DJ CIL, a track called Duct Tape. And if what you just heard is something you would like to hear more of, you can tune in or turn yourself in every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock to this very same internet location where DJ CIL will perform compositions of his own and also of many other artists over the course of an hour and a half to 2 hour time slot. That's DJ CIL, a track called Duct Tape. And that leads us to our next artist. A band that was in town recently, from what I understand, called Chaser. Another CD here called Mixing the Formulas. I want to spin a tune right now for you called Epic. Epic. And we'll see what you think of it. I'll give you the 411 afterwards. Dig.
Oh,
back. Well, for some of you, we're back. It's been a technological nighttime dreamscape here. We're about halfway into what we got going here tonight. And, here we got our first phone call. We got our first phone call. Let's hear that ringer. Hello? Hey, yeah. Well, we're doing the show here. We're live on the air. All right. Bye. I always get calls like that. You want to know why? You guessed it. I've got the way of a badass. Now, while I try to get things back in order, we is going to talk a little bit more about what it means to be a badass. Now, we already talked about how you can establish that look. You know that look I'm talking about, with the shades and the messed up clothing and the mud. Next, you've got to be willing to shape and reshape yourself and convince yourself that you're tough. Now, that's the hardest part, because any old faker can look tough. But to actually be tough, well, that's a whole different situation. Now, one key of actually being tough is in how you approach people. Now, the next time you're walking down the street, now you got your shades on, you know that, right? Well, you're going to have to take your shades off. Okay. Now you just got your t-shirt with the mud on it and the stains on your pants, whatever. And no, I was talking about, hey, now you got to, instead of looking away when you walk into these people and saying please or hi, how are you doing, you got to look at them. You got to look at them straight in the eye like you're tough. All right? Because being tough is more than just looking tough. Being tough is actually acting tough, too. So one of the first things is eye contact. When people look at you, don't look away. Look like you're the mother that's going to be landing the first punch, okay? I'm just trying to help you out here. Now, I've got to try to reconnect this internet stuff because it's all confusing to me, and it looks like we just had a disconnection, and I had to restart this damn computer. Now, that ain't tough talk, obviously. But while I'm doing that, for the sake of all you other listeners out there on the rebroadcast, I'm going to play something from you here from a band called On the Road. Sent me a little tape here. It's On the Run. And, well, here we go. They're going to throw a couple tracks at you. Here's Sooner or Later.
Mouth when I'm not sure. Tears have bled and they found me numb. Red and white, swirling rum. And if you hurt yourself or bleed, and I'll roll a stoplight fare. There's a shiver going where, and I'm along on an earthquake drop, and I could really use a drink of pop. When you get to red light, you stop. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. And we were just listening to something called On the Run. Actually, the name of the band that was performing those tracks is called On the Run. And you first heard from them Sooner or Later. The second track was Arasalyptus. And finally, we heard Searching For. And this band features Steve Bakken on guitars and vocals, who currently has some recordings, I believe, available on Super Asbestos Records. That's www.superasbestos.com. Luke Burns on guitar and vocals, Tammy Johnson on drums, she's living on the East Coast now, and James DeWald on bass. And now that we are reconnected after that 15-minute headache, I'm going to switch over to something a little bit more, well, shall we say, calming, soothing, and more crowd-pleasing. Here we go.
Thank you.
Let me wipe the tears from my eyes. Whew. Okay. Well, there you had some interesting bird twerpings and chirpings. And I keep coming back to Modern Man there on that CD recording. You know, this guy is somebody who is a very interesting man and enigma in this area. A sort of a badass. And let's get back on that topic here now. Something that that I can kind of go from here now. Now, so we've got the shades down. We've got the kind of shady look. And we've got the eye contact thing down, right? Okay. Next, we need to work on what we say when we come in contact with these people. And according to Jack Katz from Ways of the Badass, New York Basic Books Incorporated, he says that he should start off with some kind of a guttural.
Yay.
Not bad, huh? Something guttural, something from the inside, something that indicates you've got some pain. So when you run into somebody, don't sit there and go, "Oh, hi, how's it going?" You're not going to become a badass that way. Remember, you've got to keep your cool. So when you run into somebody, you got to go, or,
"Hey,"
or just, "Hey." Anyways, I'm trying to teach you how to become a badass. I don't know if this is working or not. I really do hope you're taking notes. Because if you're not, then I suppose this is a waste of time. I don't know. You know, earlier we heard from Gene West, who had sent us a demo. If you're interested in getting in touch with Gene West, her number is area code 218-233-8787. Her songs are copyright protected, and therefore, why don't we try another one? Here's Gene West with a song called "It's a Calm Effect."
I need
Another episode of Demo Tape Derby. Hey, I've enjoyed hanging out with y'all, and I hate to leave you hanging, especially when I know you're so close to being a badass. Let me just put a wrap up on this section. Obviously, we're going to have to come back to this topic next week, because I can tell we're only partway to becoming a badass. But the next time you see somebody and they're talking to you and you're looking bad and you've already thrown in that or that grunt or whatever, and you whoever you're talking to is saying something, you just say, "Shit, got that? Cool." Next week we'll talk about being alien. That's essential. It's an essential process of negation. Anyway, we'll get to that then. Until then, this is DJ MG. Keep sending me a demo tape. Box 5602. Oh, hold on. Just like I said before. If she'll have your doll. Keep sending me them demos. Box 5602. Fargo, North Dakota, 58105. You send them, I'll play them. And we're going to do this every Monday night. Big shit. Of course you do. I want to tie it down here, and if you want to hook up later, I'm going to be downtown. DJ MG out.